So Zoe and I recorded a whole load of mini interviews at the MVP Summit, and we thought rather than build those into a few larger episodes, we'd release those to you in short little snippets like this. So enjoy a set of our interviews live from Seattle with various people from Microsoft and MVPs. Hope you enjoy them.
One. Hi, we're here at MVP Summit in Seattle, and I'm here with Gosha. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, sure. So my name is Gosha Bozenska. I'm an AI MVP and currently work in Avanade.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for joining today. Have you had a good week so far at MVP
Summit? Yeah, it was very good. It was very intensive.
Yes, definitely. Lots of brain strain, I think. So first question, what does Copilot mean to you?
So for me, Copilot is a Copilot Studio. And in quick words, Copilot Studio is a bot. So this is what I'm currently working with.
Brilliant. So you're hands-on with it, getting lots of experience?
A little bit. I worked a little bit with bots before, like with Bot Composer, and now everything is moved to Copilot Studio.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really new, is it? It was Power Virtual Agents renamed.
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. That's
just
correct.
Add Copilot names to everything.
Yes. Now everything is Copilot.
Yeah. So could you give us an example of how you've used Copilot in a way that you feel has made a difference?
So I'm not using that much Copilot still because my background is more working with Azure Search and moving this with AI Studio. So Copilot Studio, it's something also a little bit new, like moving to bots for the customers, what they just need to use.
And how do you find it compares, like AI Studio, Copilot Studio?
It's more difficult, to be fair, because Copilot Studio was created more for Office 365. And if you're not working with Office 365, it's a little more difficult to put all of the data there.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a lot of challenging to use Copilot Studio Office 365.
Trying to like figure out how to get it to do what you want. Okay, so when we think about Copilots, is there anything that you're worried about?
So this what worries me is, for example, like I mentioned the Bot Composer, it's not exist anymore, it's not supported anymore, it was migrated to Copilot Studio, but for me it's like thinking what's going on next with Copilot Studio. It's really good for Office 365 as I mentioned, but if you're not using Office 365, yeah, for me it's worry which way it will go, and at the same time you have similar functionality in AI Studio that you can use.
Yeah, that was the question I was just about to ask you. Can you do that Bot Composer type thing in the AI Studio?
You can
as well?
Use AI Studio, you can use ChatGPT, you can do a lot of with Azure Search, what is so much easier in my opinion than using Copilot Studio.
Brilliant, that's really interesting to think about. So last question, if you had a magic wand, what would you like to see next in this world of Copilots?
I will leave Copilot to Office 365. It's really great with Office 365, with all Teams, Word, PowerPoint, etc. And just leave Azure Search with how it is, because it's a really powerful tool.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.